Welcome back to the Urban Vibe, man. Thank you for tuning in as always. And today I'm here with
Nick Watley,
Peyton Schulte,
Vic.
So, as you guys may or may not know, we were supposed to watch the Superman movie, and of course the guys with me and gals watched it. So we're going to go ahead and give our opinions, give our thoughts about the movie. And Nick, would you like to start us off?
I guess. Interesting movie. I didn't exactly enjoy the movie. I'm not a big Superman guy. Batman kills him. I thought it was just kind of, you know, they made him kind of soft.
They did.
They made him kind of soft. Like, he's Superman. Why is he starting off laying on the ground and his dog has to save him?
Yeah.
Like, bro. But yeah. Peyton has a lot of
stuff. Overall, this is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
I'm a big Superman guy. I think Superman could take Batman.
This Superman?
Pretty easy.
2025 Superman versus 2017 Batman.
Who's winning? Superman's got laser eyes.
Yeah, but...
Have you ever heard of Batman?
Yeah, I've heard of Batman.
Anyways, just continue.
Overall, the movie was pretty good. I give it a 8 out of 10.
Okay.
That's all I got.
I usually watch a lot of DC stuff. I've done a lot of Batman and so on. I usually would contend for that team. But I actually really enjoyed the movie, and I don't know. Huh. I'm not catching the hate with this one. Don't get it. Get it.
I think that
I didn't hate it.
I would say the hate doesn't come from a spot where like the movie was bad. It's just like the way they made Superman, like you said, soft. It's just like, why would you do that? You know, this is supposed to be the guy that's untouchable. You know, his name is Man of Steel, and you got him crying. You got him getting carried by his little dog. You got robots and his robot. Even his robots for a week. Like Lex Luthor broke into his.
Lex Luthor was tough.
Lex Luthor was tough, but it's like, bro.
You mean the Elon Musk conglomerate with J.D. Vance?
Literally.
Because that was the attitude it was given. It was if you took Tesla and then plopped J.D. Vance into that role.
Yeah, that's literally what it was. Mm-hmm. Just a high-tech, you know, we're not going to say the words, but. Yeah, it was, I mean, the plot was okay. The fighting was all right. I thought that one scene where he, like, looked at the camera while he was flying, that was kind of cool. Probably one of the better, more artistic scenes.
I did like when he flew. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, the flying was cool, but I don't know. Just like, why is Superman crying, though? Has Superman ever cried?
It's 2025, man.
That's the problem.
I have an actual answer that doesn't have to do with, like, 2025 wokeness. Superman's been around, like 80 years.
Yeah, he's been around for a minute.
How many movies have been made about Superman?
Longer than Batman.
I mean, start with Citizen Kane, right? Every single movie has been the exact same movie because he's Superman.
Yeah.
What's the best way to do a new movie concept? Reverse it. So, dude was losing a bit. At the end, he lost, but it's because it's a Superman tale that's never been told.
I could see that. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. And I don't mind him losing. I mean, he's lost before in the comics, and he lost in, what was it? Batman versus Superman when he fought. Was it Doomsday he fought and he died? He got hit with
I don't know. I played Injustice 2, so Andy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In Injustice 2, yeah.
It's the Brainiac's Doomsday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And everybody turns evil.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. He's lost before, and I think it's a good point that you made. They want to make it a little fresh, but just I don't think you should make Superman look like, you know, a B-word. Like,
his name is Superman. I mean,
he looked like a boy.
He looked really young. Like, he did not look like a super tough guy. I mean, he's Superman, but still. Yeah.
The one criticism that I have with the movie, what is the Justice Gang, bro?
Yeah,
that was so dumb.
It's the Justice League before it actually starts.
Yeah, that was the original, but it's just like, bro, what was his name?
With no Batman.
I do have one complaint. I hated Nathan Fielder playing Green Lantern. Every time popped up playing Green Lantern, because I don't know, y'all are pretty young. Do you know who Nathan Fielder is?
No idea.
He used to play on a lot of soap operas, and now he's the main guy in The Rookie, which is like
a baseball movie?
No, it's a cop show. He's a rookie cop. He's like 55.
Okay. That's like a sitcom.
Close to retirement where he starts. And it's kind of funny, but propaganda, blah, blah, blah. Him being Green Lantern... is pretty wild. I wasn't prepared to see him on that screen in that outfit. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, the outfits they have were ridiculous. Yeah, yeah, I agree. The outfits were wild.
Mind you, Green Lantern is one of the most powerful superheroes in that
DC
universe. And he was just running around going, we're the Justice Gang the whole time.
Getting beat up.
So was this the same actor from the last Superman movie?
No, the last one was Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
And who was this guy?
Who knows?
No, he's a popular actor, but I can't place him.
David Cornsweet
is the new one. Done a couple of different things.
Honestly, I've never heard of him.
Yeah, I've never heard of David Cornsweet.
I mean, for his intro, I guess it's not too bad, but I also don't know if they're going to mix this universe with the Batman universe.
Better not.
With the 2022 Batman. Because that Batman was also kind of weak, too. He was more like human.
Yeah.
Who was the 2022 Batman?
I'm fine
who
was with it?
It was Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
The guy from Twilight.
I thought he did a good job. Yeah, I thought he did a good job.
Now they're putting, now they're getting like Barry Keoghan on Joker.
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
I don't know how that'll go.
I think that's kind of tough.
When it comes to this movie, if you have like a little cousin or a little brother or something,
they love it.
13. Would you recommend the child watch the movie?
Yeah, it is definitely it's for child safe. It's for children.
Yeah, so
there's very little blood.
Target audience. We're chilling.
That's true.
Good movie.
That's true. No, that's what I'm saying. If you're a kid, you're not going to watch this movie and have things to say bad about it. You're going to probably watch it 100 times.
You're going to learn a Superman lot about flying.
Yeah. Yeah, but Superman should be a kid's movie.
That's what I'm saying. I think that the Man of Steel approach is better for terms of a movie making. But, I mean, no adult is going to say a kid's movie is a good movie. Like, there's not a single adult that's going to sit there and argue that a Minecraft movie is a good movie. But I guarantee you every little kid loved that movie.
I think that's a modern-day thing, though.
That's what I'm
saying,
there
used to be kid movies that would hold up, like...
Like Sandlot. Sandlot was a banger.
Sandlot's still good.
That stuff, we can still go back and watch. Yeah. But these new ones
They rushed the writing. They have crappy CGI. It's just like...
Yeah, the dog was
They
so
don't actually
fake,
care bro. About the quality of the film. They just want to get the money.
I like animated movies a lot more now as an adult as I did as a child. Because we keep getting bangers after bangers when it comes to animated kids movies.
Spider-Man was it Homecoming? Or?
Yeah. Into the Spider-Verse?
Into the Spider-Verse.
That movie.
Those were fire. Is that the one with Post Malone and Sunflower?
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's tough. I really enjoyed the follow-up movies because I believe they have Gwen Stacy.
No Way Home was good.
I really like the Mario Brother movie.
Oh yeah, the movie was fire. Honestly, that was actually a pretty good movie. Yeah. I will say that was a good movie.
Mind you, I'm a parent, so I have to see all this.
Oh, okay.
that's why I know so much about the animated movies. Those ones are gonna hold up. I don't think the Minecraft one's gonna. I don't think it was funny, and I played Minecraft since launch.
Yeah, I watched it with my little brother. It was so bad, bro.
It was bad, but it was just for the memes.
It was just Mimosa running around looking like an idiot, bro.
Did you guys throw popcorn everywhere?
No, my little brother went to the movie in the theater, though. He said everybody was screaming crazy.
When they said chicken jockey, my whole theater was standing and clapping and screaming.
I don't get how that became a meme, though. That's what I was confused about.
Because it's stupid.
Oh, that makes sense. Because that's not in the game, is it? Chicken jockey?
It is. It's rare.
Oh, it's in the game?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. There's like spawn rates for it. My kids are having a Minecraft birthday party in like 2 weeks, and they were requesting, I find...
A chicken jockey?
Chicken jockey type stuff.
Can I count?
Let me tell you, you can't come to my 6-year-old's birthday party.
Dang it.
But maybe next year.
Okay.
Then
she'll be 7.
Chicken 6-7. Well, they're turning 7 this year. I have a Minecraft 6-7 banner they requested. It just says Minecraft 6-7, not even happy.
That's tough. I'd get that for my apartment.
Brain Rot has taken over, bro.
Anyways.
Don't get that for your
back
apartment.
Back to Superman.
Yeah.
They don't sell chicken jockey stuff. Good. I don't know. I can't find them anything.
Probably all got sold out. I'm sure you could probably find something like in China. Like you go on Alibaba or something.
Amazon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You can find something on.
But back to Superman.
I'm not going to accept any more crypto slander. He was being a bad boy because his owner wasn't there. And then it was her response. It was Supergirl's fault. He's a bad dog.
Crypto's got to be like 100 years old by now.
Yeah, he's old.
Well, it depends on what crypto it is.
But he's immortal.
There's a couple different ones.
Oh,
there's
there?
Different ones?
There's some that are test subjects, but there's some that aren't. The original one, though, this is kind of fun. Before we went into space, like the human race, you remember the Russian dog that they sent up?
Yes.
That's who Crypto was for Superman. For the
original.
Oh,
I didn't even know that.
I don't know.
That makes more sense.
Don't use this in court. They sent him to Earth to see if they could get Superman to Earth. So when he got there, eventually he found him, and he was like, that's my dog. And he's been saving Superman's butt for 50 years, so this ain't the first time.
Yeah, no, he was getting saved the whole movie. But are the robots comic book accurate? That's what I was confused about.
I don't know.
I've never seen the robots
before. I really loved
them.
I was devastated with the robot.
No, yeah, I was sad. I was sad they got destroyed. I mean, they got destroyed
Number
quick.
Number 4.
Well, I've never seen a robot in a Superman movie before.
That's what I'm saying.
Is
I don't
that
know.
Normal?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it was comic book accurate because that's usually what you kind
of. Comic books are full of automatons. They're like, they probably. Yeah, I would put money on more that probably than not.
Yeah, there's like a million comic books.
And we were doing the whole Tesla thing. Like with the Lex Luthor being literally Elon Musk mixed with J.D. Vance. I don't have any other comparison. He literally makes robot people.
Yeah.
So it's like the age and time of that automated processing.
So yeah, it did match the theme of the movie. I mean, you gotta, like you said, you gotta keep things fresh. You can't just have everything be the same.
Yeah, I love robot people. I'm not gonna lie. I don't think we should be doing it.
Yeah,
I'm
not very. It's very unethical. It's very.
But when it comes to the media and the fun, like
watching it,
fiction is fine.
Yeah, and fiction is definitely fine. But once it gets to real life, like it is today,
no, he shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, with Lex Luthor, what was his overall goal? His first one was obviously destroying Superman.
He said that. He got obsessed with Superman because he thought Superman was lesser than them, but more powerful than him.
But it looks like he was also trying to take over New York.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's part of the
he wasn't taking New York. He was taking half that country that they were invading.
Yeah.
He wanted to be the king of the country.
Yep. Well, why? What would that country bring him? Money? I mean...
Money. Power.
Power. I mean, that's typical for villains.
But he admits at the end he didn't want it, though, and that it was all a ploy to kill Superman. That's what I'm saying. He was like, y'all thought
I was trying
to kill Superman so I could become king. No, I wanted to become king so I could kill Superman. Like,
says the superhero film serves as the official kickoff for the new DC universe.
Oh, we're getting a new universe.
That's what I'm saying.
DCU Chapter 1, Gods and Monsters.
That's what I'm saying. I think, are they gonna include the 2022 Batman? Or are they coming out with a new Batman?
This is a whole new thing.
So they're coming out with a new Batman then.
And Superman, I assume.
Did y'all understand when he got stuck in the prison? Like, could you predict how he was going to get out?
No. Yeah.
You did? You were like...
With the element guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to get out. I don't know how.
I think his name is Metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Because when he went in there, he saw him...
Like, changing all the elements.
Yeah, and he knew from that point on that he was going to do that.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah.
Because he had him using him as the kryptonite, so, I mean,
obviously. The mini-sun thing was so fun.
Yeah, the mini-sun.
I really appreciated
that. That was funny. Yeah.
And then he got his little baby for him.
Oh, yeah.
And then when he went back to his wife, I lost it, by the way. I was like, oh, he had a baby. I never even considered he had, like, a family.
Yeah, literally.
And then when he showed up at the
crying?
I wasn't, like, crying, but I was like, oh,
God. It's okay.
The baby was kind of cute. The baby was a little cute.
That was the most CGI thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. That and the dog.
We're talking about the dog.
Him flying, what was it, over, like, the water, like, the purple water or something like that? It just looked terrible, bro.
That was the black hole tearing down.
Oh, okay.
I honestly think DC didn't have enough money for...
Bro, they probably didn't, bro. They probably didn't. Look it up.
DC hasn't been relevant in 40 years.
Fantastic.
Imagine if it was huge, though. I bet it looked fantastic in theaters. It just looks stupid.
The Superman? Oh, I guess I'm saying, I saw it in theaters.
The budget of this was $225 million.
I mean, that's pretty.
Let's see how much it made.
But how much of that went to the actors, though? That's the real question, because that's what you got to play in.
That guy did another movie, but I can't think of what it was. But he was like kind of a big deal a couple years.
$235 million it earned. What did I just say it cost?
So they barely broke even.
Yeah.
Damn.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I thought it was one of those movies where I'll watch.
It's still a kids movie, though. Never watch again. We need to factor that in again. Because kids movies, like, do they usually do fantastic if they're not Minecraft?
Well, Minecraft did really well, actually. Well, Zootopia did amazing. That's a good animated movie.
Oh, Zootopia 2?
That movie's a banger.
I saw that in theaters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That movie's a banger.
They're both good.
Have you seen Zootopia 2?
I've not seen the second one. I've seen clips of
Zootopia 2 is actually
I've seen a lot of discourse about Zootopia
1. I was surprised because
it's always hilarious.
It turned me Zootopia 1.
I was about to say, but they actually did a really good job of living up to the Zootopia 1 hype.
You guys know about Toy Story 5 coming out?
Oh, I do.
That's serious? So dumb.
I don't know why,
like,
though.
Toy Story was like the 90s, wasn't it?
It was over, though.
I watched Cars at like 2 a.m. last night. Let's go.
Really, Cars?
Cars is so good.
Banger movie.
We should have watched that.
Back. Well, next movie we got to watch, we're doing Batman, but
The Dark Knight.
Send suggestions. Write down a suggestion, fold a paper airplane, and throw it, and it'll magically appear in here so we know what movies
we're going to go back to. Or do we let the viewers decide?
We let the viewers decide. We let
the viewers decide.
The viewers are going to send us paper airplanes for suggestions.
All of our viewers, because I know there's a lot of you.
There's a lot of viewers out there, send so at least like what? One of the 100,000 viewers got to.
They got to send something, man. Send in a good movie. Old, new, boring.
Doesn't matter.
Horror. I'll watch a horror movie.
I'll watch a horror movie.
I love horror movies.
I could watch one. Let's watch the scariest movie there is.
Five Nights at
Freddy's.
Insidious. You ever seen it?
I thought The Shining was one of them.
Oh, The Shining or The
They say The Shining is like your your blood pressure is the highest while watching
with
it.
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah. But I don't know if that movie's that scary anymore. I was like,
what's the one with Emily Blunt and John Krasinski? The Quiet Place. A Quiet Place.
That movie's not that scary either. They don't even show. Is that what her name is? They don't show the villain at all to the very end.
Smile was a little freaky.
Smile 2 is scary. The one where she's like the singer and she sees her friend get like smash his face with a weight.
Smile 2 is. How about, have you guys seen Weapons?
Weapons, no.
Oh, we should watch that. That came out in 2025.
I think we gotta go back to the wheel after Dark Knight.
Matt.
Yeah.
I recently watched a horror movie, which is not like me. I don't usually. It was a woman that was just like waiting outside. Like that's what the plot was. She was waiting outside.
And that was it?
And then the mom had her kids inside and she had to like protect them.
Interesting.
The lady outside. That was like streaming on either Netflix Tubi? Or Amazon.
Oh. Tubi's got the best horror movies.
Nah, Tubi be having good movies.
Tubi
it was like top of charts in America for like a couple of weeks.
Really? I'll have to check that out. That sounds like the movie Hush that was on Netflix back like 10 years ago. It was a really low budget scary
Never
movie.
Saw it.
It was about
have
like
you guys seen
a deaf woman.
The Visit?
Is it? No, I haven't seen it.
This is that like little 13-year-old rapper guy, and it's like all first person. And
that actually sounds kind of fire.
They go to their grandparents' house, but it's not their grandparents.
13-year-old rapper guy.
Yeah, that sounds kind of lit, low key.
Why do low budget horror movies do so well?
Bro, that's a great question. Because Purge was a really low budget movie, and it like blew up.
No, because like they don't know what's gonna like.
It's just fun. I think that's it. It reminds
because usually they're like first person. And that gets you.
I love low-budget horror. There's this was a couple the opposite ones I've watched that I actually really enjoy.
No.
Low-budget horror, yeah, it's pretty good. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad, though. Sometimes it's really bad. If it's not actually, like, good writing.
If you look on, like, all the, like, the Tubi Peacocks and stuff, you can see the same hospital in Canada in the back of multiple thumbnails where people have pretended to go to that hospital for found footage horror. It's the same one over and over and over.
Wow.
I want to say, like, it's not ghost catchers, but it's something really similar. It's like ghoul snatchers or something.
And this is in Canada?
No, that was just the name of the movie.
Oh, okay.
The building's in Canada, but people use that building to film low-budget horror films, like, all the time.
Wow.
So I have that, like, in my head when I'm watching a movie, I'm like, oh.
That's Canada.
We're on the second floor.
So what was up with Hot Girl?
Hot Girl?
What do you mean, what was up with her?
Because she's still part of the gang.
She's just kind
of
like...
part of the Justice League.
Yeah, but what
Justice
was...
Justice Gang?
Justice Gang.
What was her role in the movie, though?
She didn't really play a role.
They were...
She was just, like, low-key the, not love interest, but, like...
Just, like...
Eye candy.
Yeah, that's what I... Like, no, she was just there for, like...
There was a reason.
Looking.
Superman's always, like, the origin story, right? They wanted to make a new Superman, and it not be the same movie over and over.
Yeah.
They couldn't do the origin. That's why we start out, and him and Lois Lane are already together, and blah, blah, blah. That was their origin. That's the Justice League's
origin. They're just changing the story a little
bit. They're just sprinkling them in there, because like you said, they're going to do a multiverse. So the first time you see Hot Girl, she's going to have a movie. Or the Justice League's going to have a movie.
Yeah,
I see.
Justice Game.
So it's like their origin.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. They're just introducing them into the universe.
If you think about it. Like in a big sense, but she was not.
Yeah, it says the film is designed for a fresh start.
Yeah,
she did kill the dictator
for the character.
So she did serve that for Superman.
Well, who was that? What was that guy's name that had the colored face and then he could control all those like robots? The one that got them to the
Mr. Terrific.
Yeah, Mr. Terrific. Yeah, he played a pretty big role.
Oh, Michael.
Mr. Terrific was the best person in the entire.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he carried. He was stronger than Superman, to be honest. He literally saved.
He should have been the Superman.
Yeah, he should have been Superman.
I want to give power to the one guy who kept fighting with J.D. Vance upstairs about opening up the portal.
Jimmy Olsen?
Oh, not Jimmy Olsen. One of his workers?
The worker guy who was like, if
scientist?
I open this up, you're going to cause a black hole and we're all going to die.
What was his name?
Yeah. He wasn't like an actual character.
He wasn't like
he was just like a worker for...
Yeah.
But he gets to talk to Mr. Terrific later, and he's like, hey, I'll help you, like, close it.
Yeah.
Supergirl.
And he was like, move, I'm Mr. Terrific. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was lit.
So Supergirl comes out June 26th.
Yeah, it's coming out this summer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll be in theaters.
I definitely want to watch that.
I actually really enjoy all Supergirl lore.
I think it would be a solid movie, maybe.
So are we getting a new Batwoman then?
That's what I'm thinking about. Batwoman. Well, you said they're making a new... Well, they're trying to compete with the new Avengers universe. That's probably why they're starting this new Batman.
The Avengers universe is dead.
I'm tired of it.
It's shot. They just started a new one, right? Did they just reach...
Yeah, they like reached.
Because the last one was what?
Endgame.
No, but they had movies come out in between that. They just came out like a... What was the movie that came out last year that was for the... not Avengers or DC. What is it? Marvel. It was like a Marvel superhero team.
What is it? Ant-Man 17?
Not Ant-Man. It was like...
Did they come out with a new Hulk? Was that before or after Endgame?
No, they can't replace Mark right now.
Yeah, no. Look up Marvel movies, because they came out with a Marvel movie, I think, like last year.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like buns.
This
like,
one says Doctor
Strange.
The Batman.
That was a couple years ago.
Oh, no, Deadpool 2 came out, but that movie was like, eh.
The Batman Part 2, directed by Matt Reeves.
Fortnite have a live event for that?
Yeah.
Starring Robert Pattinson, is set to begin filming in spring 26th with its theatrical release scheduled for October 1st.
Batman playing Robert Pattinson.
Batman number 2. And it says the 2026 production period will focus on continuing the detective-driven, gritty Gotham story, which separates it from the new universe.
I love gritty Gotham. Okay,
so it does separate it.
Yeah.
Bring back gritty Gotham.
Yeah, no,
bring
that...
Yeah, sad and dark Gotham City.
Alright, what do you want me to look up?
Yeah,
look up Marvel movies that came out, because they kind of recently. Yeah, they try to start the
Wonder
new universe.
Wonder Woman 2 came out last.
Was it Wonder Woman?
Maybe
recently.
Or no, that's DC.
That's DC.
Oh, yeah.
But what else I'm saying? There was like a group.
2024 to 2026. Captain America: Brave New World.
Fantastic Four.
Thunderbolts.
That's the movie I was talking about.
Avengers: Doomsday comes out this year.
So is Thunderbolts a part of the new universe, or are they resetting that universe after Thunderbolts?
And Spider-Man: Brand New Day comes out in 2027.
What's Brand New Day?
That's the new Spider-Man with Tom Holland.
Spider-Man with Sadie Sink, bro.
Sadie Sink,
bro.
That's a new love interest.
She's so bad.
That's not Zendaya anymore.
Nah, because she forgot about him and stuff.
Yeah.
So she's probably going to run into... Oh, is Sadie Sink probably going to be Spider-Girl? That's probably what she's going to be.
No one... Like, we're not allowed to know her role in the movie yet, but yes, probably.
Because I've seen her ahead of Tom Holland as far as a star.
So she's like, going to be that or the...
We should watch that Spider-Man. I never...
The Tom Holland Spider-Man?
I've never...
Let me see.
What?
I've never watched Tom Holland one. I've watched the original Tobey Maguire.
That's what we grew up with. We grew up with Tom Holland, right?
Who's yeah.
the other guy?
No way.
Well, Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
That was a banger. Those are bangers. Amazing Spider-Man.
I used to think Spider-Man was super, like, whiny and sad.
How many does he have?
My favorite Spider-Man, though, to be fair, is Miles Morales.
That's the best one, bro. That stuff's so tough.
What's that one called?
Did they stop production on the
Homecoming?
No, they didn't. It's coming out this year. Well, the Miles Morales movie is what? The first one is Into the Spider-Verse, right? Or something like that. And then there's Across the Spider-Verse, which was the second one.
Which
and then
the glitches and stuff.
Yeah, that's the glitch. That was fire. And then the third one is coming out either this year or next year. What is that one called?
Brand New Day or something?
Is it Brand New Day? I thought Brand New Day was...
Oh, Brand New Day's
with
Sadie
Tom Holland.
Does Gwen Stacy have her own movie for the Spider-Man one?
I don't think so,
no. Or is that the
second one? The second one, I guess she was probably the most...
Prominent. Her?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
it
kind of like
the Gwen Stacy one, and that's probably what it is.
Yeah, I followed her more because she came into the movie earlier than she did in the first
Peter Parker one. Tries to focus on college and leave Spider-Man behind.
Oh.
It says 2026.
So that's
July
31st. I bet you Sadie Sink comes in and she's probably like Spider-Girl. That's my guess.
If Sadie Sink's
in it at all,
I'm watching.
Doesn't the other Spider-Girls also have red hair?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like you also have to contend with Mary Jane's always had red hair.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but
Mary Jane is Zendaya, right?
I don't think so.
Because her name is
MJ.
Because she called her MJ in the movie.
Well, then her name.
Michael Mando's in this movie.
MJ,
you guys
but they don't
Michael
call
Mando's.
Her Mary Jane, though. They just call her MJ.
You know who Michael Mando is? Better Call Saul. He's in this movie.
He's in Brand New Day?
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great
Nacho.
Production.
Yeah, it's going to be a good movie. So,
okay. Yeah.
But is Superman a great movie? That's the final conclusion.
For children, yeah. I thought
it
was stellar.
Okay. Great movie? I wouldn't say great movie. I mean, it was good. I don't think I'd watch it again.
Was the acting good?
It was, yeah, passable.
It was acting.
It was acting. I mean,
it's a superhero movie.
It started
acting.
Off rough, but then it got a lot better, I think.
Yeah.
I figured, for me, not to be that person, I really related to him when... during the journalism argument where he's arguing / interviewing with
the old lady.
Yeah.
She's like, why did you step in? And he was like, people were going to die. And he was screaming. It was the only time he was like super angry.
Yeah.
That's how I feel every day. Like
should we talk about favorite parts?
Well, I think we did, right?
My favorite part was when Supergirl came in or whatever.
Yeah, you said
end.
That. So we'll finish up the rotation.
Skip. I do think this was a good segue into the new DC universe. I think it was a really great start.
Now that I know that's a new universe, it's better than I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on what they come out with next.
They gotta have Batman come out soon.
I think Batman should come out before Supergirl.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's always DC's always been Superman,
yeah.
Batman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what made DC.
But that's why they're trying to change it up.
October 1st, 2027.
Super
but that's not the Batman
before.
That's related to this universe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Batman.
That's what I'm saying. It'll probably come out like 2029.
Yeah, like it won't even.
We'll be like damn near.
Wait, that Batman's not related to
this
universe?
It's just focusing on Gotham and stuff.
Okay. Pattinson's Batman is not, which was, could they, when they originally came out the 2022 Batman, they said it was supposed to be related to the new universe, but I guess it just didn't end up being that way. Okay. So I don't know.
Hey, new Superhero Lego Batman.
It does get really confusing because there's just so many different directors that make
and
movies.
So many owners. As
so
well.
Many owners. Yeah, you got Sony that owns freaking Spider-Man, yeah. So that makes this thing. So
Scarlett Johansson, Robert Pattinson, Barry Keoghan.
Is what's her name in it though? Zoe Kravitz, because she needs to be in it, bro. She needs to be in it, bro.
The worst character to me. I know we were doing favorite scenes. I really enjoyed the movie, so I'm gonna be the worst.
Okay.
I really didn't like that lady who kept fighting Superman that had like
nanobots. What was her name?
I thought she was mean.
Oh. Okay,
and
okay,
I,
okay,
like, I honestly, the whole time I was like, she just seems grumpy and miserable. I guess she's a villain. But like Lex Luthor was having a stellar time.
Yeah,
like,
he was.
Everybody was having a
good
time.
He was happy.
Jimmy Olsen was having a good time.
He was, yeah.
The only people not having a good time was her and then everybody in prison.
Yeah, or and the two people that were kept arguing in the Justice Gang. Who was it? Was it Green Lantern and who was he arguing with?
Green Lantern was having a great time the entire time. Even when
Green Lantern
was
just vibing, dude.
He was vibing the whole time. He loves being there.
Yeah, he was old, though. You were right. He was really old.
Yeah, I thought it was a really strange casting for Green Lantern.
I saw him there. Isn't he the same guy from Hunger Games, right? Isn't he in Hunger Games?
No, he's not.
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Haymitch.
Yeah, was he Haymitch?
No, that's Woody Harrelson.
Okay, because he looked like Haymitch from Hunger Games.
No, he was given that. He was giving the older version of Haymitch from the books, weirdly enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Is Green Lantern supposed to be old? Because
no, he's supposed to be young.
I have never seen a depiction of him that he's old. Because
like, he was like 50.
Young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So that was, like I said, just really strange. I don't know why they chose him there.
Yeah, I don't know what they were on, bro.
Is he the new Green Lantern, though?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
The Green Lantern movies have such an extensive history. I don't even want to talk about
it's kind of they really got Ryan Reynolds in the DC and Marvel. That's wild.
It's so bad. The DC one with Ryan Reynolds is so bad. Ryan Reynolds publicly makes fun of it.
Yeah.
What movie was it?
It was just called
Green Lantern.
It's a live action.
It was Green Lantern?
Yeah,
it was
bad.
It was not
good. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He started off as Green Lantern, and then, like, what, 5 years later, ended up as Deadpool?
Tell me I'm not hallucinating. Deadpool 2, fire. It starts with him being Green Lantern, and he kills himself.
Deadpool 2?
In Deadpool 2.
What?
I didn't see Deadpool 2.
Doesn't it start with Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool killing himself as Green Lantern?
You're right. It shows the suit. Yeah.
Like, complains about it and refuses to let it go himself.
What about Venom?
Venom was buns.
It was stellar. I loved it.
I liked the first one.
The new one was buns.
I didn't see it.
I feel like new movies are just...
They're not as good. They're not as good.
They don't make them like they used to.
It's probably because...
The year 2026 is just like so...
They got a lot of good movies coming out, though.
Got a good movie coming
do
out.
Do they?
There's a lot.
I checked it last night. I didn't
Dude, you got to check out the lineup.
Because there's nothing in the theaters right now.
Like, no, not right now, nothing. But I'm talking like...
Watch Iron Man.
6 months.
Is it good?
Year, dude.
I heard it's good.
I went,
what is it about?
Toy Story 5, Avengers Doom Day, Dune Part 3.
Okay, what's Avengers Doom Day? What's Avengers Doom Day? Because they killed Iron Man.
That's the Iron Man is now the villain.
Are
you being serious?
Robert Downey Jr. is the green guy. You know what I'm talking about? From like the animated Avengers movie show, or like
the green guy,
Doomsday, the green guy that has like the mask.
Oh yeah, he's a villain now.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
is
a villain.
Spider-Man, Brandon Day, Moana, The Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping.
I'm excited.
The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Okay.
Project Hail Mary, and then there's the one with
25 years later.
What's the one with Matt Damon and Zendaya? The Odyssey. That's gonna be good.
Are Zendaya and Tom Holland still together?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're engaged. Having a baby.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Isn't she pregnant and having a baby?
After that movie she had with the tennis bro.
And then she has a movie this year called like it's like a love story between.
Oh yeah. Jeez, bro.
Zendaya has single-handedly been in like.
Everything.
Everything for the last like 4 years.
Yeah, she took over.
Oh, Wuthering Heights.
Like she popped up one day, and I just haven't stopped hearing about her. Which good.
She did what she had to do.
Halle Berry, Mark Ruffalo, and Chris Hemsworth. What movie are they?
That one's gonna be good.
What's that one?
It's like a.
Oh wait, Crime 101.
Yes, it's gonna be good. I saw the trailer when seeing Iron Lung, and it was the only thing that really caught my eye. There's something with the Bride
February 13th.
Yeah, there's.
That's in 2 days.
Oh. Have fun. There was something to do with the Bride of Frankenstein that some people are excited for. I think it looks
trash.
Lame. I don't like it. But
Cold Storage with the guy from Stranger Things.
I didn't watch
Stranger Things. The cop?
Joe Keery.
Oh, Joe Keery.
What's his name? Oh. Steve? Steve is
like
in a
Joe
horror
Keery.
Movie, by the way.
He went to college in the Midwest.
Really?
Yeah, Chicago.
Wyoming.
And when I'm
back to Chicago. Wyoming's not in the Midwest, bro.
Wyoming is not Midwest.
Wyoming's definitely Midwest. If Colorado's considered Midwest,
Colorado's
Wyoming's
the West.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Bro, geography. People in Colorado say that Colorado is Midwest, and I would even argue it's not.
Colorado's West.
Colorado.
If there's mountains, yeah. It's West.
That's what I'm trying to
when
say.
When I think of the West.
Bro, honestly, I don't even think Iowa's Midwest. It's more East okay. than it is Midwest.
This guy.
Let's be honest.
The middle of the map.
I was the most Midwestern state with Nebraska.
Oklahoma's the cutoff.
Great Plains region, which no, is Oklahoma's
I don't know, because people literally say Colorado's Midwest.
Yeah. We're in a giant valley.
But after that.
No, I don't disagree, but if Colorado's considered Midwest, that's what I say is Iowa's East. And I know a lot of people that consider Colorado Midwest.
At least here
it gets considered West. But if you go to Colorado, they say it's Midwest.
If there's mountains, it's not the Midwest.
We have bluffs, I guess.
How do y'all feel about Superman being from Kansas?
I love it. I think that is...
It's just very strange.
Good representation.
Yeah, it's pretty...
I liked his, like...
He matches the Kansas City vibe.
Isn't he always from Kansas, though?
Yeah. But on that note, we're going to go ahead and end it here, guys. I hope you enjoyed. As always, make sure you tune in next week. And this is Batman. The Urban Vibe.
Batman next week.
Batman. See you guys. Peace.